Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Whenever I get around people that are in the glory, and my guest is in the glory, words of knowledge start hitting me. I mean, it's like when you're in God's glory, it's easy. When you're not in an open heaven, it's difficult. But just as I started speaking, God told me that there are people whose backs are being healed right now. In fact, I see a spine, and it's being straightened right in Yeshua's name. And there's some people that, and I don't know the medical terms, but the soft part in between the bones, that's being just replaced right now. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name. My guest, David Herzog. I'm speaking to him at his home in Sedona, Arizona. And David, you told me two interesting things about Sedona. The first thing you told me, it was a joke, but unfortunately it was true. There are more channels than television sets in Sedona. And what you meant was channelers. That's a New Age capital, isn't it?
Yeah, they like to think it is.
But you told me you know something better about Sedona. You told me about, in fact, you talk about it in your brand new book, The Glory Invasion, that there are special portals all over the earth in which God has opened heavens. And what did you tell me about Sedona?
It's an open heaven portal town, which means its destiny is to be an open portal where people come and want to worship God. And amazing that it's people come from all around the world, and they come to try to find energy to try to worship something. Everybody's worshiping something. So there's a destiny for worship, just like Jerusalem, in a sense, on Sedona.
So the devil, knowing this, goes after the areas that God has destined to be open heavens.
Yeah, the beautiful places on the earth. Sedona was the most beautiful town in the USA, according to USA Today in 2003. So you come here and you actually sense, man, God is all over this place. It's so beautiful, and it's strikingly beautiful, and there's a presence that's here. So what a lot of people do is they try to ride off of that to maybe get to a second heaven, but not to God.
And a lot of people don't know the difference between the second heaven and the third heaven, and they actually think the second heaven is the third heaven, but the second heaven is the area that the devil and his demons inhabit. The third heaven is where God is. And, you know, I almost believe we don't even have to knock what they're doing. We can just tell them about the wonders of God and how they're just missing it as opposed to evil. It's just like, why would they want the counterfeit when they can have the real thing?
Exactly. And a lot of the churches let them down, and that's why they've gone to the New Age. They've gone to churches, and there's no power, there's no miracle, there's no love, there's no healings. It's just dead, dry, boring religion. So in a way, it's the church's fault. So they've gone into New Age. They say, well, I'll get it somewhere else.
When I think about you, David, and your wife, Stephanie, I think about two people that are desperately in love with God, so hungry for the things of the Spirit. But in particular, what you emphasize in your latest book that's literally just off the press, it's called Glory Invasion. For starters, what is glory? And how did you get so fascinated by this subject?
The glory of God, I knew what the power was before. I knew what the anointing was. I knew what healing was. But when I tapped into the glory of God, I realized I didn't know what it was until I experienced it. The anointing, the way I explain it, is trapped inside your physical body in a way like you have to pray or stir up the anointing many times when you're praying for somebody. You're pressing in to get a word. You're laying hands on people. There are different things you do to stir up the anointing. And the anointing, a lot of times after you've ministered in the anointing, you feel tired or worn out, and you have to replenish it. Kind of like a laptop computer. Once you unplug it, you can go for a couple hours, but then you got to replenish. But the glory is not necessarily coming just from inside of you. It's coming from outside of you, from the open heaven. So you're operating from a glory that's outside. It's like Acts 2. They went out and ministered, but Acts 4 said, Lord, stretch out your hand to heal. Their shadow was healing the sick. So it's the different, you're not exhausted necessarily from ministering in the glory. It's happening like the cloud of glory around you. It's not necessarily all coming from inside of you, which is a great thing.
Now, the title of your new book is called Glory Invasion, and by the very title, you can see where you're headed. Do you believe that we're either having or going to have a fresh visitation of God on planet Earth?
Oh, I really believe that. It's already happening. God's starting to just invade believers, non-believers, cities, even areas on the Earth that you would never think that would never be open with the glory of God, just invading governments and people and demonic powers. And just it's no longer, Lord, just give me a little touch of your glory. God's glory wants to invade every area.
Well, David and I just got back from a meeting. He invited me. He put up a gigantic tent at Miracle Valley, Arizona, which is where A.A. Allen had his famous tabernacle. That so many miracles happened there. And David, I was so pleased that David invited me to be one of the speakers. And whereas I've interviewed David before, I've had him on television and on radio, I had never seen some of the things that I saw with my very eyes take place at these meetings. But, you know, David, some of the things that I saw, the old-timers there said, well, that's nothing new. That's been going, that went on in A.A. Allen's ministry at the tabernacle. For instance, I saw with my very eyes someone's hair that was all gray, and about a third of it became brown. I mean, I understand you've seen this a lot, but I've heard of it, but I've never seen that happen. And then I went up to speak to this woman because I guess the reporter side of me took over. And she said to me that each day it's getting more brown.
Wow.
Now, has this happened much?
Yeah, we see that a lot. Since about 1999, since we started experiencing the glory, these are some of the things we've started to see, the unusual miracles that the Bible talks about. There's miracles, and then there's unusual miracles.
Speaking of unusual miracles, I saw a man that he lost so much weight, he had to hold his pants up. The next night, he came to the meeting, he had taken his pants in, and guess what happened? He lost instant supernatural weight again, and his pants were falling down. I mean, really. I mean, I'm glad he had hold of his pants. He lost so much weight. How about that? Does that unusual sign happen often?
Yeah, we see that a lot. Practically every weekend, pretty much, I'd say almost every single week when we're ministering somewhere, there's at least someone's getting instant weight loss.
Okay, if I'm understanding you right, we understand the anointing. We understand that comes from within. But there is like, could you call it just God showing up, the angels of his presence showing up, and that's when the glory comes? What's going on to the best of your understanding?
Well, when the glory comes, yeah, all of heaven comes. Like when, if a president comes, he's got bodyguards and entourage. When the glory comes, he's surrounded by hosts of angels and miracle angels, and there's all kind of things happening when you operate in the glory. You're getting all of heaven at your disposal. When you're just operating the anointing, it's still biblical and it's good, but you almost feel like you're alone in it sometimes.
Do you see difference in results when you minister under the glory versus ministering under the anointing?
Oh, major, major, major difference. Under the anointing only, if I'm in a big crusade somewhere, I can minister one-on-one, you know, to some people. But with the glory starts coming down, I can see thousands of people instantly healed in a couple seconds. Because there's thousands of angels doing the work. Lord, stretch out your hand to heal. I can stretch out my hand and he'll bless it and he'll heal. But if I say, Lord, stretch out your hand when the glory comes, I'm almost like a spectator just watching, it feels like sometimes.
David, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but I was sitting at the camp meeting when I wasn't speaking. I was listening to you or one of the other speakers and just minding my own business. And all of a sudden, someone poured water on my head. And I turned around and there was no one. They was close enough to pour so much water. So the next thing I did is I took my hand and I rubbed it through my hair, and it wasn't wet. And I'm thinking, what is going on? And then I smell the most beautiful perfume. So I nudged the guy next to me and I said, you know, I just had water poured on me. And he said, I just had water poured on me. And then the guy next to him said the same thing, and they all smelled the perfume. What was going on?
Well, that night, there was the cloud of glory that came in the room. The Bible talks about the cloud of glory, and I was seeing it, and a lot of people were looking, when you turned around, and we could see literally a white mist coming into the building. And I have a bunch of pictures on it of it, and you see just thousands and thousands and thousands of little round white angelic beings or lights, or I don't know how to explain it.
It was so beautiful. We got a picture of. In fact, it's going to be in our next newsletter.
Oh, great.
And by the way, if you're saying to yourself, I would sure like to know how to minister under the glory. I just want to be in the presence of the glory. That's why David wrote his new book, Glory Invasion. And I have David speaking the first night of my One New Man conference, and that's going to be at the old PTL grounds. Rick Joyner has purchased it and renovated the hotel. So the meeting starts August 23rd, and we've got a whole slew of people we're going to impart. I believe it's the birth of the one new man on planet Earth. Yes, it started, but it's the birth. It's the greatest ingredients. Some of the most anointed of my friends that you've heard on radio or seen on TV are going to be there. And if you would like the brochure, please call our 800 number or write, and we'll send you the brochure. It's limited seating. It's only 1,000. And you can stay right in the hotel, and the meals are there. So if you want information, write for the brochure. David, in your heart, why did you write this book, The Glory Invasion?
Well, basically, every time I write a book, it's God telling me to write it. He told me to write this book, about 3 years ago. And I started writing, and then I just put it off because I got busy. And I had so many different people come up to me, prophetic people. I had dreams. I had the Lord. You got to finish this book. You got to finish this book. And finally, last year, I think it was the month of May, the Lord said, you've got to write it right. You got like 3 weeks to finish it. Do it now.
We're out of time right now, Mishpocha. You need this book. It'll teach you how to bring the presence of God on your words, in your life, in every arena of your life. And we have a special CD we're also sending. R.W. Schambach saw 26 miracles happen to one young man. And the most outstanding, your faith will assume. For a donation of $20, The Glory Invasion. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.